first of all, what we do for the community is we are the recycling center, not just for the city of Mountain Home, but for Baxter County. So we accept all those items, and we do so 24/7, which is a little bit unusual and something we feel like is a great service to the public. You can bring those items anytime. Just to run through there, we take electronics, glass, tin and aluminum cans, paper, shredded white paper, cardboard. You know, we've been doing that for 20-something years, and we've tried to expand whenever we can and take any items that we have a market for. So we're real proud of that. We actually process a little over 3 million pounds a year at this point. So real proud of that. Great resource for the community. As far as our clients go, which is really what our number one purpose is, to serve mentally challenged adults. We've got about 50 of those individuals right now, most of them who actually do the recycling sorting for folks. So we're real proud of that. We offer a couple hours of educational services for those folks also, and transport a lot of them to and from the center. And then, like I said, they do that work for recycling up there and you know, really enjoy it and see a lot of the folks that come in. So it's great work. I've been there myself for going on 20 years, and we have a lot of longtime employees that you know, really love to serve both our clients and the community.
Now, how does this employment opportunity help them?
Well, it provides a paycheck for them, of course, and you know, that is a big thing for a lot of them. They really need it to live on. And also, you know, what we're trying to do at the same time that they're you know, doing those jobs and sorting the recycling that comes in, we're trying to teach them how to eventually become independent enough to work more on their own and go out and get a job in the community. That is what our purpose is, you know, just to make those folks, you know, more independent, you know, help them enjoy a richer, fuller life, just like all of us do.
What is the greatest need for the Baxter Day Service Center?
Well, that's a good question. We really have a lot of needs. We've had some tough financial times here recently. So, you know, folks just keep bringing us that recycling for one thing, especially cardboard. Love to have that stuff because that is our largest revenue generator that we have. So, you know, we have a lot of maintenance needs around the building that need to be fulfilled. So if anybody wants to donate, we really have a lot of projects that could be done on our building itself, and, you know, hope to eventually get the parking lot paved eventually also. It gets a little rough out there, and, you know, a lot more difficult to keep it maintained and picked up when it's gravel rather than a nice paved surface. So that is one of our long-term goals. And we also have an office building where we do our classes, our daily living classes, try to help those folks. We got some needs down there. We need a paint job. Going to have a new roof eventually down there. It's a long list. We certainly love to have any donations that anybody would like to help us out. Give us a call at 425-4322 or just, you know, talk to us when you bring your recycling in. Love to visit with you. Love to give anybody a tour that wants to look around the facility. Give us a call, 425-4322. Like I said, we have lots of needs and love to visit with folks.